Strange being in January and hearing about weddings, but here we are. And if we think of a wedding, whether it's a church wedding or really any wedding, what's the first thing we think of? The bride and the groom, right? But today, it's like the gospel turns the tables on us, because we hear about a wedding reception, and we hear a lot about Jesus and his mother, but who are the two people that never get mentioned? The bride and the groom. It's never even mentioned. And so maybe there's something else that the gospel wants us to focus on. And there is, when we think of Jesus' miracle at Cana and the abundance of wine and food that is offered to the people at the celebration. More than enough to go around. But if there's overabundance, there's also what else? Leftovers. A lot of waste. Or is it? And why would God give so much abundant love in that's overflowing and more than we need? Why would God do that if God knows how much is going to be unused and gone to waste? That overabundance of the Lord might be seen as wastefulness. But then again, thank God for that. God is wasteful in forgiveness. He is wasteful in his help. He's wasteful in all the spiritual gifts that God can bestow on human beings. What makes it wasteful? Well, we just said, the love of God is so perfect and infinite that any amount that we can't measure it. It's always more than enough. But here's the other side. Why is there so much wasted love? Maybe it's because God's people don't receive of it enough, that we pass it by. And how can we do that? Well, our own loss of charity, or just being consumed by our projects and plans that God is less than our first priority in our lives. But along with the question of the overabundance, there's the question of how. How do we recognize it? How do we see that abundance in our daily lives? And does our ability to see depend on our circumstances in life? And here's what I mean by that. If our health is abundant, then maybe God seems more abundant. If our finances look good and our possessions look good, God is abundant. If our careers are successful and our social situations very strong and our family life very good, God is easily seen as abundant. But the challenge is to be able to recognize and see God's abundance even when our lives appear scarce or without, or when things don't go our way. And here's almost a trivial example, but I think it's a real example of seeing the abundance of God even in loss. Now, I'm sure many of you will be watching the NFL playoff games this afternoon, if you're a football fan, anyway. You might remember a few weeks ago when the Bears were playing. If you watch this game, I'm a Bear fan, and it's another disappointing year. We have a lot in common with Bengal fans, anyway. But it was the last play of the big playoff game, and that kicker goes to kick the field goal that would win the game for the Bears. And he kicks it, and the ball goes up, hits the goalpost, bounces back. Game over, Bears lose, season's over. First time I've ever seen this. The kicker, who, you know, must feel just horrible, you can see him pointing up to God and still giving God the glory in that moment. easy for players to do that when they win or when they score the touchdown, but not when things are going right. And I don't think he did that to say, "Thanks a lot, God." It wasn't like a sarcastic thing. I think it was genuine to recognize, hey, even in defeat, God is here. God will get me through it. And I think that little example in his life speaks volumes of the gift of faith in being able to recognize the presence of God, even in scarce times or difficult times. For us as a church, maybe it's difficult to recognize God's presence when things in the church are going, you know, helter-skelter with church scandals and everything else. But the challenge for us is to still be able to say, no, God is going nowhere. God is with us thick and thin, and the question is, how can we stay with it? Jesus says today, "My hour has not yet come." He tells it to Mary. His hour has not yet come. That is, his death and his resurrection have not yet come. And what he says of himself, he says to us. It applies to us. Our hour has not yet come. But in the meantime, we have today. We have this hour to recognize that God is with us, and God will always give us more than we need to bring us through whatever we experience in life, good times and in bad, in sickness and in health.